that ends up coming to your table in just a moment. But wanted to take note of the fact that on Capitol Hill right now, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act is facing a vote in the House. It is expected to pass without any Republican votes, and then we'll go on for President Biden's signature. There is a lot in it for Michigan. There's also some taxes that may impact Michigan and some things that were added in the Senate that could be problematic for our auto industry. We want to get to the bottom of all of it with Debbie Dingell, our U.S. Congresswoman from the 12th District and running in Michigan's new 6th District. And Debbie's had a little surgery, so she probably's not going to sound quite like she normally does. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Guy. I'm doing okay. I may be down. I may not be able to move my jaw, but I can sure make noise.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be the dummy on your knee, and I'll move my lips, okay?
Thank you.
I know this is going through the House right now. Typically, when things come over from the Senate, they aren't always passed as drafted there. We know the price tag was originally somewhere in the $700 billion region. As it's gone through the process in the House, have there been amendments? Have there been add-ons? I know Maxine Waters wanted more money for low-cost housing. Is the price tag the same?
It is the exact same bill that passed in the Senate. And I want to make it really clear. This is not adding to the deficit. This is reducing the deficit. And groups, the balanced budget groups, have all been praising this. This bill is going to do a lot of good things. It's going to invest in its reducing the budget by having billionaires pay their fair share and corporations pay their fair share.
There's one analysis that says a lot of those corporations are in Michigan because we are so heavily invested in manufacturing. Are those taxes going to hit harder in Michigan than most states? Is it going to put us at a competitive disadvantage?
You know, I am someone that works very hard to protect our manufacturing every day. And I'm really proud. I put these things in there. This bill has investments in both the advanced technology vehicle manufacturing loan program, the domestic manufacturing conversion grant program. There are a lot of tax credits in there to help bring the supply chain home, build up our resiliency, bring those jobs back. And so it is a very good thing, and it's going to help. I'm not going to concede our leadership in transportation to any other country, especially China, Japan, India. We're going to keep it here, and this bill is going to keep us at the forefront of innovation and technology.
Yeah, but didn't Joe Manchin kind of screw things up with all these extra restrictions and domestic sourcing requirements that he put into it? It could knock out 75% of the current EVs and make them ineligible for those credits. I know that Debbie Stabenow was concerned about it, and I assume that you are too. What can be done about that so that it actually delivers and what the auto industry had hoped for?
Okay, so I spent nonstop the last couple of weeks talking to everybody, and it's complicated. The fact of the matter is, Joe Manchin is right. We do not want to increase our dependence on China for anything. And we're already 80% dependent on China right now for the batteries. But you know, General Motors, Ford have put out positive statements about this bill. They did not ask people to oppose it. They support it, and the UAW supported it. Those first couple of years are going to be hard. But, Guy, I'm putting together a mineral table just like the one we had last year with the environmentalists and the unions and the OEMs that found us standing together in the White House last summer. We have to help build that ability to mine those minerals here, not be dependent upon other countries. We have to make sure that these vehicles are going to be affordable for everyday Americans, that it's not a luxury car. The first couple of years are going to pose some challenges for the industry in the short term, but it's going to strengthen the long-term trajectory of the automotive industry and our supply chain. So, you know, it's not perfect, but if we got problems, we go back at it.
Yeah, I just think you're going to have some disappointed consumers when they go to buy that EV that they've had their eye on and they've become invested in it, and then they realize that they're not going to be eligible for that tax credit, that there's going to be some frustration there. When you look at this, for instance, the Medicare prescription drug negotiating part of this, that doesn't take effect until 2026, so there's a lot of benefits that are going to be further out in the out years. But it does cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors at $2,000 a year max. Is that perhaps the most immediate and most tangible benefit that our listeners will experience?
Yeah, I think that is the most tangible. The cost of insulin will be capped for some. Unfortunately, the Senate stripped out monthly insulin being capped for people who had private insurance. You want to know what's going to be immediate? That, you know, a lot of people thought the Affordable Care Act would be the end of the world. And actually, it has increased people's ability to get and have access to affordable care. And this bill is going to mean that when you go to the exchange, you're still going to be able to afford your health insurance. That will be, people will be going to the exchange in the next month. This ensures that as well.
You talked about the paying of the fair share and that this is going to fall on the 150 corporations that don't necessarily pay as much tax as they would have because of a lot of deductions and credits and things like that. But the CBO just released a report on this bill today saying that $20 billion in new taxes is going to come from those making less than $200,000 in income. Doesn't that violate a Biden campaign promise? And are those people, aren't they already paying their fair share?
I need to look at the study, so I haven't looked at it, Guy. Obviously, I want to make sure everybody is treated fairly. I do know, I have seen this, that CBS 7 middle-class families will not see their taxes raised by a cent. So, you know, I you're ahead of me. I'm looking at what was exactly written there. But I think we should ensure that corporations and the ultra-wealthy contribute their fair share and not do it in the backs of working men and women. And that's who, you know, when we had the tax cut a couple years ago, it was middle-class Americans who didn't see themselves helped out and the wealthy who were helped and contributed to the deficit in this country.
Well, and you mentioned the deficit, and yes, I had the folks on my show from the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, and they scored this, and they think it will generate $305 billion in deficit reduction. But the one thing that they did show is it's going to be 2026 before that net deficit reduction occurs. So that means that it's going to add probably another $17 billion to the deficit in the interim. Isn't that inflationary, and doesn't that undermine the title of the bill?
So, no, I think in the long term it's going to reduce inflation. That's probably one of the most concerning.
Well, in the long term, but we're worried about now. We're in the inflationary.
I don't believe that it's going to contribute to the inflation cost. Gasoline is continuing to decrease. I hope it does stay down. I don't make promises I can't keep. Gasoline prices are continuing on a downward trend every single day. I think we're at 56, 57, 58 days. That's probably the
biggest drop in history. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it's still not where I want it to be. But you keep working at this every day. You know, this is a big, significant difference. And, Guy, you tell me one thing the Republicans want to do. I mean, they like to take the shots at us and tell us we're not doing it. But, you know, Monday's the anniversary of Social Security. They want to either eliminate or privatize Social Security. That's not the answer. It's really easy to take the pot shots. It's not easy to actually get the work done.
Well, I guess all I want is some truth in labeling, Debbie. And if it says Inflation Reduction Act in the first 5 years, it doesn't. Then I guess I wish they would change the title of the bill. And I know you didn't name it. I've got to let you go. And I understand, you know, I know your voice isn't what you want it to be, but you still sound good to me. Okay.
Thank you, guys. All right. We'll stay, keep talking about this because it does matter. It really matters.
So, yeah. No question.